Have you ever called anything else?
No, I haven't.
Did you ever hear anybody call it a mantelpiece?
I meant mantelpiece. That goes along with it. Mantle or mantelpiece, either one.
When you use your fireplace for heating, did you ever use any special techniques to get your fire started and keep it going? Any kind of special?
We just use kindling to start it, and that's dry or fat pine or rich pine. And then at night, when your fire would let your fire burn down, and you could bed your hot coals by covering them with ashes. And next morning, then you could rake it out, and you'd have a bed of hot coals, and that would start your fire so much quicker. And that helped out.
Did you have a name that you called a big log that you lit the bark on that you put back in the back of the fireplace?
Now, I don't remember us ever calling it anything special. Now, I think what you're talking about is what they say, file or backlog or something, but then I can't recall us ever calling it that. I guess that's the proper name for it.
And what do you call that stuff that Santa Claus gets all over when he jumps down
there? It's soot. Ashes and soot.
Ashes and soot. Do you make any distinction between what you call ashes and what you call soot? In the colors, maybe?
Oh, your ashes is the burned wood. It's just a gray ash-like. And your soot is that black stuff it collects on the side of your chimney.
And stuff Santa Claus gets.
Yes, that's right.
What do you call what you're sitting in right now?
Oh, just a rocking chair.
It's a rocking chair. And what about what I'm sitting in?
Just a... just a... Something like a sofa, I suppose, except it's brought down, I guess, and with your cushions and all, very much like a sofa.
Do you call the pieces of furniture that are, long like this, that will sit more than, maybe sit two or three people, do you call those, the ones in your living room and den, anything any different than you call the one out here?
Well, we have a sofa in there, and then you have the little old love seat, I believe is what my wife calls it. And then your wing-back chairs, and maybe an occasional chair, maybe they call it.
And all these chairs and sofas and things like that, what do you call all of these things that you have in your house?
Just furniture, I suppose.
Don't have any other special name called?
No, I guess not.
How about tell me about the rooms in your house? I know we went over some of those when we talked about the drawing of your house, but sometimes people have special names. They'll call some of the special places in their house maybe different from what you'd normally call them. Do you have any names you'd like to tell me about in your house?
No, I don't reckon. We just have our personal bedroom, and then you, of course, I have a closet, and the wife has a closet. Maybe you'd say that's my closet and the wife's closet, and then you are...
What'd you have before you actually had a built-in closet, that you put your clothes in? Maybe before you ever had one?
There used to be an old shifro, wasn't that what it's called? You built furniture you could hang your clothes in, and it had drawers too. Places for hats and drawers for your clothes and shirts and things. And a place to hang your suits and coats and